you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Job chapter 28, verses 12 and 13. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? Man does not comprehend its worth. And I'm also going to read another portion, and this comes out of the book, At His Side, Divine Wisdom in the Church in Partnership with God by Michael J. Crosta, Ph.D., but better than that, a free agent for Jesus, a good friend. He joins me in the studio, but he also writes, and this is at the beginning of this book, they will know we are Christians by our love. They will see the kingdom by our wisdom. Wisdom is kingdom knowledge made visible. Oh, we're going to learn about wisdom. We're going to learn about ways that God can use the wisdom that he has gifted us. In fact, there's that scripture about if you ask God for wisdom, he delights in giving it to us. But what I've learned through this book, one of the many things I've learned, was that evangelism can be enhanced by the wisdom. In fact, because we are empowered by God's Spirit and given that gift of wisdom, it can be like that fragrance of Christ where people would say, how'd you come up with that? Or, wow, that was really a great remark or an idea or a concept. Where did you come up with that? And so we're going to talk a little bit about what the Bible has to say about wisdom and the impact it can have on our life and the impact it should have on the life of the church, as it says in his subtitle, Divine Wisdom and the Church in Partnership with God. So, Mike, thank you for joining me for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And I'm going to do a little disclaimer. We're just putting this together really quickly. And in fact, I want to have Mike back tomorrow because his Appendix A in this book, it's worth the value of the whole book. As much as I love all aspects of this book, it was one of those where I got halfway through it and I couldn't wait to start it over again. I mean, that's how much I was gleaning truths and insight, healthy conviction, new ideas. I got halfway through and I said, gosh, I can't wait to finish this so I could start it over again. But in his Appendix A, it's kind of like mandatory reading for this Friday, Saturday's prayer gathering because it's so good and it has nuggets of truth and insights that we oftentimes utilize during our prayer gatherings here at the Salvation Army. But anyways, Appendix A is titled Wisdom and the Restoration of David's Fallen Tent. So tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to read a portion of that and talk about it. But I've sent it out. I've gotten permission from Mike to send it out to some of those that'll be gathering this Friday night for our overnight prayer time in Springfield. But it's so helpful. I think I've read it 6 or 7 times now, and Ann Hogan has read it 4 or 5 different times, but we'll save that for tomorrow. But Mike, I want to talk about this book, but what would you want the listeners to know about you before we jump into At His Side?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mark, and thank you for inviting me today. It's just really a pleasure to be here. One thing I'd like to share is, I've shared this a lot in different places, and maybe with you, I don't remember, but the Lord infected me with a love of wisdom when I was in high school. And I was in a Catholic high school, and we had a chapel at the crossroads of two hallways, and I felt the Lord tell me, I mean, I didn't know it was the Lord at the time, but I felt an unction, an urge, whatever you want to call it, to go into the chapel for the 40 days of Lent during my lunch hour. I went in there. And sure enough, I sat down. There was a beautiful orange paperback Bible there. And I started opening it up, and I opened it up to the wisdom books, and I just started reading. And Mark, I remember this feeling, the feeling of I am holding something really profound in my hands with these wisdom books. And ever since then, that was 1974. And ever since then, I've been praying for wisdom, studying wisdom. I bet I've read the Proverbs into a tape recorder when we had tape recorders. I bet I read them probably 2 or 3 times and then listened back the Proverbs. I mean, I've just been consumed with this for many years. And so this book is more than 20 years in the making since that time.
Yeah, you've allowed God's word to saturate your mind and heart.
Yeah.
And one of the things, a personal note, what I loved about Mike Crosta, because we've met for a couple of years now with our prayer gatherings, he's so different from me. He's He's smart. He's wise. Fewer words. Everyone, you know, I love to talk, but he's thoughtful, considerate, and just a different skill set that I just love because it's different from me. Yeah. And I've gleaned insights and favor from him. I just love being around him. He pours into me. And when he facilitates our prayer times, I love that he always does it certain ways. And I always say, hey, Mike, bring out this point. And some of you may remember we've had him on before, and you might remember his voice from a few weeks back. In fact, I loved his message so much, I played it back-to-back weeks because the Springfield station was off the air during the Mark and Friends program. So I wanted to make sure that all of our Springfield and WLUJ family of station listeners, but he had a great message. In fact, Mike, you don't know this. Just a few days ago, I discovered I had another brother. And so I was contacting this individual and we were going back and forth. And I sent him your message on the two worlds.
Living between two worlds.
I said, as his older brother, he was obligated to listen to this message. And so I kidded with him and he was really blessed by it and encouraged by it.
Wonderful.
And so that was a message a month or so back by Mike Krasta. And I know we got a lot of great feedback. But anyways, yeah. Mike, we're in today at least to talk a bit about your book, At His Side. And this is available. They can get it at Amazon.
Yep.
And it's titled At His Side, Mike Krasta, C-H-R-A-S-T-A. So you can look that up. He's very accomplished, a strategic marketplace intercessor for a wealth management firm in Texas. He and his wife, Kathy, co-direct the prayer ministries at the Vineyard Church of Central Illinois. He's got three different degrees and dedicated to his family and promoting the Lord Jesus Christ and passionate about prayer and equipping the saints. And that he has a heart for the lost. So there's something for everyone. But why did you write this book?
I would say that over the years, I would read different things about wisdom. I read some of the Russian Orthodox authors. The Russians actually have a really vibrant wisdom tradition. I read some of their books, and I just kept journals, and I kept taking notes in my own studies of it. And finally, I just said, well, I've got to put this together. And a few years ago, well, let's say 5-6 years ago, I did a draft of the book, and then I put it down.
Hmm.
And it wasn't until about 2 years ago here in Champaign, I felt I was pick it up again and polish it and get it ready and publish it. Hmm. So that's the story.
On page 14, it says, the scriptures teach that wisdom is both substantive and practical in addition to being mysterious and unfathomable.
Yeah.
In both testaments of the Bible, and so referring to the New and Old Testament,
yeah.
Wisdom is not obscure. It is prominent and hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
I thought, hiding in plain sight? What do you mean by that?
I mean, it's so obvious. Once you see it, mm-hmm. you start seeing it everywhere. And to me, Mark, it's astonishing how important it is for the church and the body of Christ. I mean, it says in Ephesians 3:10 or something, his intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God mm-hmm. should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Mm-hmm. And the context there is he's made one new man out of the two, Jew and Gentile, but he says manifold. So you and I, as the church, are called to reflect the manifold wisdom of God in our daily lives. That hit me hard when I looked at that.
Well, that's where, as I was reading, and you talked about evangelism,
yeah.
and wisdom is a part of that.
Yes.
I had never looked at the wisdom that we get as a gift from God that we can ask God for can be one of the things that draw people to us, which hopefully then we reflect Christ and
absolutely.
We point them to Christ. Let me read another portion. Listening friend, there's so much in this book. I can't highly recommend it enough. In fact, I sent a link to my board and my staff and other friends. I said, you got to purchase a copy. It's titled At His Side, Divine Wisdom in the Church in Partnership with God by Michael J. Krasta, C-H-R-A-S-T-A. It's a great book. But on page 18, it says, with Christ in us, the hope of glory, we become works of art ourselves,
yes.
new creations,
yes.
original and beautiful men and women who carry extraordinary evidential power. Like the Queen of Sheba's attraction to Solomon, when we walk in wisdom, people will hear about us
That's
and seek
right.
us out.
That's
they
right.
will want to know why we are such beautiful, authentic, and successful people, and our testimony will drive them to inquire about about God. And that's where this and some other places referenced it's a part of evangelism,
absolutely,
this wisdom, this God-given gift. So talk about that verse. I can't think of it offhand where we can ask God and he gives without finding fault or something like
that. That's James 1.
James 1.
Anybody that lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. So that's the number one thing to know. It's free. But then you go to Proverbs chapter 2, Mark, and the way that chapter opens up, all these verbs, if you hunger for it, if you seek it, if you look for it as for hidden treasure, and on and on and on, it talks about being aggressive to find it and search it out. He says, then you will find the knowledge of God. So there is a seeking part, and there's an asking part, I think.
Yeah. Listening friend, you can hear me say this 8 or 10 times throughout the program. The book is titled At His Side. I highly recommend it. And I talked to Mike some months ago when I first started reading it, and I could only read and digest like 4 or 5 pages each night. So it took me a couple months to go through, but it was my bedtime reading. And I mentioned to Mike, it was kind of like Oswald Chambers or C.S. Lewis. It was meaty. It had great content, but I loved how it was storytelling. You got insight or information. It wasn't overbearing or beyond understanding. It was, I won't say easy to read. It provoked a lot of thoughtfulness and, oh, I never looked at it that way, like looking at wisdom as part of your arsenal for evangelism. But on page 17, you have an extended definition of wisdom, and I'll walk this through for our listeners. But wisdom is the revelation of kingdom knowledge, including an important skill, virtue, and power that enables God's people to. And so these are the 7 things that wisdom enables us to do. Make decisions, and you cite Proverbs 8, 32 through 36, and lead others with justice and fairness. So maybe talk about how does wisdom help us make decisions?
Yeah, and to talk about that, I'll also sort of circle back to the Queen of Sheba, Mark. So Solomon asked for wisdom in chapter 3 of 1 Kings. And then from chapter 3 to chapter 12, what we see there are the different visible manifestations of the wisdom of God in Solomon. And so when you get to the Queen of Sheba, it says when she saw the wisdom of Solomon, she was looking at his table, and she was looking at the way people were dressed, and she was looking at the food and the abundance. And it's what she saw that made her realize this man is a man of God. He's filled with a wisdom. So that's wisdom becoming visible is what I mean by that. But to make decisions, if you go to Proverbs 8, which is a really great chapter on the wisdom of God, wisdom is personified in that chapter as a woman. She says, by me, kings reign and rulers make laws that are just. And so she is absolutely essential to decision makers, lawgivers, kings, rulers, governors who make decisions and make policy. So that's partly where that comes from.
The next one, point 2, it generates insightful solutions to difficult problems. 1 Kings 3, 16 through 28.
Oh, that's the baby story where one baby dies and the other baby lives and this lady steals the baby and they bring the problem to Solomon. Whose baby is it? Right? And Solomon, just before that, had asked God for wisdom. And this is the first manifestation of the wisdom of God in Solomon. And he says, cut the baby in two. None of us would think about that. It's so awesome. Cut the baby in two. And the real mother says, don't do it. She's saving her baby. She's showing motherly compassion. The other woman says, yeah, kill him. And that's how Solomon knew who was the real mother. That's just unbelievable. And you know what, Mark? I think we're all supposed to walk in that level of wisdom ourselves.
Yeah, and I like this because of that James verse about asking God for insight.
Yeah.
And here your point too, it generates insightful solutions to difficult problems. So listening friend, whether it's a problem with something at the home or a work issue or something that you're pondering or trying to figure out, ask God for insight and for direction, and he may very well grant that. And it can be something that resolves a very difficult problem where people are going to say, how'd you come up with that?
Exactly.
Or where'd you get that wisdom? And then you say, it really came from God.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's how wisdom is evidential. It speaks of our God. And I think I want to add to that, Mark, God not only is able to do that, answer those prayers, he's eager. God is eager to give us his wisdom because he wants his kids to succeed. I love that.
Yeah. Point three, establish order and efficiency in the workplace, leading to abundance, prosperity, safety, peace, and happiness for all those under leadership.
That's
the conditions of the vine and the fig tree, 1 Kings 4:20, 22, 24, and 25.
Yes. This was one of, I think, the most amazing revelations that I personally had as I was studying wisdom. I was reading in 1 Kings, and I think it's chapter 3 or 4. There is simply a long, boring list of the people that he installed as leaders over different regions. And I read that, and I thought, what is this list doing in this story about wisdom? Like, what is it doing here? And I felt the Lord just showed me. He's putting his government in order. This is another manifestation of the wisdom that God gave him. He's putting the right people in the right places to govern his nation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why you and I can ask for wisdom. Bring order to our lives, Lord. Give me your wisdom to do that.
And I think in one of your past messages, and I've heard other people talk about bringing order out of disorder. And that's what God is all about in the church, in our workplace, in our families. If there's disorder or chaos, that is not of God, but he brings about order and efficiency. And he can do that in the workplace or in the home front or wherever in the government. Well, number four is exercise creativity. I love this one because I love the creative capacity that God has shown through his handiwork, through the world, through all the creation. But exercise creativity, knowledge, authority, and leadership in all aspects of culture, including the arts and sciences.
Yeah.
And then you reference 1 Kings 4, 32 and 33, law and government, Proverbs 8.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You could write a book about that right there.
Right.
So it says, so again, if you look at 1 Kings 3 to 12 as a sequence of examples of what wisdom looks like in somebody that asked for it, and we've seen how he solved problems, we've seen how he brought order to his government. Now we find out in the scripture you reference, he wrote 1,000 songs. Mm. He wrote Proverbs. There was a creative dimension. If you look at Ecclesiastes, he built gardens and parks. So he was a builder. And it was the wisdom of God that gave him the blueprints to build what he built, to write what he wrote.
Yeah. Number five, develop keen insight into the natural world, including especially knowledge of the human heart. And then again, you reference 1 Kings in some various verses.
Yeah, well, so there's a passage in 1 Kings 3 or 4, like I said, I can't remember exactly where it is, where it says, and this is phenomenal to me, it says that he studied or he knew the hyssop that grew out of walls. He was a scientist. He studied reptiles and fish and birds. He studied animals, and he could tell you the weed that grew out of the wall. This is a man who was studying the nature of God, and it made him knowledgeable about those aspects.
Mm. We have two more left, and we're short on time, but listening friend, I have to do another plug or two. At His Side, Divine Wisdom in the Church in Partnership with God by Michael J. Crosta. You may have heard him a time or two on Mark and Friends. I love when he's preached at Vineyard Church in Urbana, Illinois, and he's been a catalyst for a movement of God with our audiences of one. We're going to have that coming up at the end of next month. We're excited about A Call to Praise and Worship. Last year we had audience of one and the focus was on prayer. Well, this year it's going to be A Call to Praise and Worship, but he wrote this book recently. In fact, it just came out a few months ago and it's taken me a couple months to read through it. As I mentioned, I love reading like 3 to 5 pages. Each of the chapters are that short, 4 or 5 pages, but they're filled with lots of insight and points of application, which I just love. But two more points before we close out today's program. And Mike, I need to have you back for Testimony Tuesday because I want to go through Appendix A. The value of the book just to have Appendix A is worth it, let alone all the other wisdom and insight and the creative way he's written this book that has really blessed me. But point six is create mutually beneficial plans and alliances, social, business, political, which generate wealth and prosperity.
Yes, that's the story in 1 Kings where Solomon makes an international trade agreement with King Hiram of Tyre. So Hiram's going to supply the logs. Solomon is going to get the workforce and the stone cutters. And if you read that section, this is a colossal plan, an economic plan that blesses two countries, all kinds of workers. And I think we're supposed to see this, Mark, as another expression of the wisdom of God in Solomon, because King Hiram actually says God has given Solomon wisdom. He actually references it as wisdom. And so wouldn't this be awesome if our businessmen and our business leaders and entrepreneurs could be filled with the wisdom of God and come up with these incredible plans that bless a lot of people?
Well, I was thinking we've been doing a study on Fridays with Nehemiah and his building of the walls.
Yes.
And at one point, everyone laughed, all the naysayers and the people outside. Why are you doing this? And you're doing a terrible job. Foxes can climb on it. They'll fall down. Suddenly, after, I don't know, just say 53 days, and it was almost finished, the outsiders, the aliens, the other people said their God must have been involved because it couldn't have happened.
Yes.
Well, that's true of wisdom.
Yes.
When these people see some of the plans that we come up with, whether it's at business or the alliances, the things that we're working at,
yes,
when they start attributing it to God, then we've accomplished what God would want.
That's right.
Okay, with our closing minute here, the last point is, and receive heavenly blueprints, patterns, or plans for whatever we are to do or make on this earth. And you cite 1 Corinthians this time, 28:11-19, and Proverbs 8:27-29.
Right. And real quick on that, Mark, if you look at Proverbs 8, and wisdom is personified as a woman, as I said, she's describing herself. She's describing her role in creation. And this is, by the way, where I got the title of the book, because wisdom herself says in that sequence, then I was the craftsman at his side. And if you look at the way she describes herself, she describes herself in terms of construction language, forms, outlines, blueprints, and foundations. And that's where I get that basic definition of wisdom. And I believe God wants to download to you, to me, to pastors, businessmen, politicians. He's longing to give us his divine blueprints for what we do on this earth, because he wants to bless mankind.
At his side, divine wisdom in the church in partnership with God. Get your copy today. Get multiple copies. Send them to your friend, your pastor, your neighbor. Have a small group study on it. The chapters are, like I said, 3 or 4 or 5 pages. Great bite-sized nuggets to think through, to talk about, to share with a friend. And Mike Cross is a faithful follower of Jesus, and I appreciate all of his work in the community at Vineyard Church, with our audience of one last year and this year coming up. He will be helping to MC that evening and to greet you all. And that'll be happening on Sunday night, September 29th. Much more to say about that in the coming days. But get your copy of At His Side by Michael J. Crosta, C-H-R-A-S-T-A. And I think you're going to be blessed, and you're going to find yourself asking God for wisdom and insight. And he's going to pour into you, and people are going to come up to you and say, where did you get that nugget of truth? Or, I love how you explain that. Or, what a novel idea. Or, wow, God.
Exactly. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right, listening friend, we're going to have Mike back tomorrow. We're going to talk about Appendix A. I might even have him read portions of it, because I think you're in for a double blessing. So be sure to tune in again tomorrow at the same time. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Michael J. Crosta with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.